It's March 5th, and this is the Civil War Podcast. It was on this day in 1864 that the Dahlgren Papers were published. The scandal known as the Dahlgren Affair is a mysterious and controversial incident. It started as a commonplace cavalry raid on Richmond, a regular occurrence since May 1863, when a similar action revealed that the capital was weakly defended while Lee's army was in the field. The system of prisoner exchanges had ground to a halt by June of 1863, and Richmond's Belle Isle and Libby prisons bulged with captured Union men. Escapees told of starvation and inhumane treatment. The plight of prisoners was an emotional concern for the northern people and a source of anger towards the Confederacy. Beguiled by the idea of invading or sacking Richmond, Lincoln authorized more cavalry raids. One, designed to relieve the prisoners, was planned by General Judson Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick was a hard-riding, hard-drinking cavalryman with a history of military actions that were showy but foolhardy and a tendency to loot and pillage captured rebels' towns and homes. The plan called for Kilpatrick to ride to the gates of Richmond with 3,500 sabers, and there combine with an advance guard of 460 who would approach the city from the rear. This advance guard was led by Colonel Ulrich Dahlgren, a 21-year-old veteran and the son of Union Admiral John A. Dahlgren. The boy had distinguished himself as a staff member to several generals before being severely wounded at Gettysburg. The leg he'd lost was replaced by a wooden prosthetic, and he spent the months between the battle and the raid in recovery, dreaming of further opportunities for adventure and accomplishment. Kilpatrick was happy to give him the opportunity, but Dahlgren's share in the raid went sour very quickly. He was put irretrievably off schedule by a rain-swollen river and hanged his scout in frustration for the delay. The troopers, caught behind enemy lines, set to burning mills and damaging transportation. An ambush laid by Fitz Lee's troopers cut Dahlgren and dozens of others down. His corpse was rifled, his prosthetic leg was removed, his little finger cut off to get at a ring. A teenaged boy discovered some papers while searching Dahlgren's body for valuables and turned them in to Confederate authorities. The memorandum read, quote, "The men must keep together and well in hand, and once in the city it must be destroyed and Jeff Davis and cabinet killed." Fitzhugh Lee delivered the documents to the Confederate command, and Davis read them aloud to the cabinet. Secretary of War Seddon had them printed in the newspapers, initiating a propaganda war. Southern newspapers falsely and provocatively reported that Dahlgren's body was disposed of in, quote, "a dog's burial, without coffin, winding sheet, or service, a burial that befitted the mission upon which he came." In truth, he was secretly and ignominiously buried in a simple pine box, though there was talk over his corpse that was shocking to decency. The gentlemanly conduct of the war was sundered. Robert E. Lee urged calm, suggesting that the orders might have been faked, and sent a copy through the lines to General George Meade, requesting an explanation. Meade opened an investigation and assured him that no orders had originated from Washington, they must be Southern forgeries. Privately, though, he wrote that Kilpatrick's reputation and collateral evidence in my possession rather go against this theory. While some theorize that Dahlgren himself added the contentious instruction, there is also evidence that Edwin Stanton, the jumpy, bellicose, and conspiratorial Secretary of War in Lincoln's cabinet, had met with Kilpatrick during the planning of the raid. Whether the addendum was written by Stanton is unknown, for after the fall of Richmond, Stanton requested all of the seized Confederate documents connected to the raid. They have never been recovered. Publicly, the Southern forgery explanation was promulgated, and it was popular in the North. Dahlgren's father, for one, believed it, and he spent years seeking to reclaim his son's body and salvage his reputation. He wrote a biography full of grandiose anecdotes and glowing descriptions, but left out the confusion of the march and the vengeful hanging of the young guide. The book ends with a critique of his attacker, quote, "To strike him down by the midnight bullet from the lonely ambush, as he fell himself, had no place in the rule by which he was guided, and history will not fail to write down such an act as assassination." Recent theories suggest that Ulrich Dahlgren was not the only assassination victim as a result of this botched raid. that Lincoln assassin and conspirators John Wilkes Booth, David Harold, and John Surratt had ties to the Confederate Secret Service. The service, which was officially established in the wake of the Dahlgren Affair, initiated terror attacks at City Point, New York City, and St. Albans with regularity across 1864 and in the early months of 1865. Shrouded in mystery and obfuscated from history, we will never learn whether Lincoln, by endorsing the raid that sent Ulrich Dahlgren to his doom, unwittingly engineered his own murder. You've been listening to the Civil War Podcast, a weekly podcast researched, written, and read by Aaron McGuire, with music by Tom Nagy. Thank you for listening.